From Hollywood, Romance. Transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, an adventure of the high seas, a fierce and lusty pirate tale from the pen of Anthony Ellis, with Ray Lawrence as Captain Blackton and starring Paula Winslow as Bloodthirsty Kate.
Who's been watering my rum, you snivelling little muckworm?
Oh, no. Not me, sir, Captain.
It tastes like bilge.
It's them last barrels we lifted from the Spanish galleon. That's what it was, Captain Blackton, sir. A very inferior rum, I fear. Very inferior indeed, sir.
Isn't there any of the Jamaican left?
No, sir. You drank the last of it yesterday.
You mean this slop is all there is to drink aboard?
I'm afraid it's the truth, sir.
Oh, I meant to die of thirst before swilling that. I ought to slit your nose and sew your ears back here red for serving me such, you slubber to gullion.
Well, I'm sorry, Captain, but you told me never to touch your rum.
What's that, your jaw, Namby? A lily-livered aggravation. Where's Muggeridge and Mr. Gonfallon?
On deck, sir.
Well, fetch them down here.
Why, yes, sir. I, Captain, sir. Of course, sir. You know I...
And take this with you. Sit you down, mates. I've called a council of war, so to speak, because our fortunes have sunk to an horrible bottom.
Bad is that, Captain?
Worse. We ain't got a brass farthing in the coffers, and the rum aboard's only fit for pigs and the crew.
Said truth?
Truth.
Gore.
We ain't seen a ruddy ship for nigh on 3 weeks, and something's got to be done.
Never a truer word was spoke, Captain.
Aye, never.
You're my first mate, Gonfallon. You got an idea what's to do?
Well...
Go on, have a go.
Well, we could raid Bridgetown again, sir.
Ow! That's for having balmy ideas. You know half of His Majesty's fleet lying in them waters. What do you want to do, get us all hung? All right, Magridge, you.
No, not me, sir. Haven't got a blessed thought in my own head.
Well, then it's up to me, eh? How's about running down to Trinidad? We might find some victims there. Well, how's our powder and shot holding out, Gonfallon?
We have a supply, sir.
We ought to take a chance, sir. Really ought. I've heard the men grumbling about not being paid and all. A little action wouldn't hurt them.
All right. All right. Trinidad it is.
Begging the captain's pardon, I've heard till the bloodthirsty Kate's in them waters, and she don't take kindly to anyone poaching on her rights, sir.
Bloodthirsty Kate? That miserable old cow calling herself a pirate? That scurvy excuse for a woman? I'd like to meet her just once. I'd blow the old flaming lot out of the sea. Come on! We're sailing for Trinidad!
Gonfallon?
You shut your face, Gardy, and keep her on course.
Well, what is she? Can you see?
No, I can't make her out yet, but you better wake up the captain.
All right. She's coming up fast, Gonfallon. Think she sighted us? Maybe she's a war vessel.
Ooh, cool, blimey. Here, have a look. Gowdy, have a look. Tell me what colour she is.
Half a mo. Oh, lummy. It's red.
Ow.
All red.
All red, that's what I thought. It's her, all right. Bloodthirsty, Kate. I knew we shouldn't have trespassed down here. Oh, we're for it now, no mistake.
Shall I put a bat gone, Fallon? We'd make a run for it.
Well, I don't know. I've heard she does horrible things to them she captures, and she can beat us. 30 guns and more she carries to our 10.
Oh, go. Here, how about sloshing Blackton over the edge and throwing him to the sharks? Then you take over, Mr. Gonfallon. He's bound to want to fight a little bit harder.
What is it?
Starboard, Captain. Let's ship.
Blimey. Bloodthirsty Kate. Bloodthirsty Kate.
Oi, man. She's bound to be loaded down with ransom. What a prize, eh? What a prize. Bloodthirsty Kate.
Heaven help us.
Gold, silver, precious jewels, good rum. Look at her, maiden. She's too big, too clumsy. We'll rake her across the bow and give her a broadside that'll make her strike.
Oh, blinking right.
All right, bullies, pass out the cutlasses, pistols, run up the Jolly Roger. Let's have a do. Come through to your stations.
Well, we'll be murdered, the old ruddy lot of us, that's what. Well, I ain't going to do it.
Nor me. Mutiny.
Right.
John Fallon, Mundridge, get your stick before I cut off your ear.
I said.
Open fire!
She still has not struck her colors, Mon Capitaine Kate. Shall we give one more broadside and finish the thing?
No. We'll board. Give me that arm straight.
Oui, Mon Capitaine.
Save the captain for me, then. I want the pleasure of spitting him on me sword.
Aye, Mon Capitaine. Prepare to board the enemy. Save their captain for Captain Kate.
Keep her off me, shipmen. I don't want the decks all messed up with blood.
Oi, John Fallon. You see bloodthirsty, Kate? I wonder if myself or someone else does her in. Hey, you'll not need old daughter of Adrantus. Get off that poop rock like you're there in food.
Who are you?
Captain Blackton, that's who.
Oh, so you're the snivelling fop doodle who's come poaching in my ocean, eh? I'll teach you to muck about with bloodthirsty, Kate. How about you?
I've beat them, and I've loved them. But I never thought I'd have the pleasure of carving up a woman.
You greasy bit of blubber. I'll use your head as a mop to swab the deck when I'm finished with you.
Hey, my captain, we have won the day. The ship is ours. Your orders.
Hold on till I finish with this pig dog.
Hey, my captain.
Well, I'll say this for you, you fat toad. No man stood up before bloodthirsty Kate for this long in mortal combat and lived to tell it.
I never had no mortal combat with a woman afore. Your rancid old saddle of mutton. But there's never been a man fought against me as well nor as long.
Captain, I beg to inform you that our crew has returned to our ship. It is no longer safe to stay here. The decks are awash.
Hold your sword a minute, Blackton.
Sorry. The poor old tub's done for. She's going down.
We'll get aboard my ship, and I'll finish you off there. Ferdinand.
Oui, mon capitaine.
Take that scurvy lot aboard, and make them take off their shoes first. I won't have me nice clean deck covered all over with nasties. And fetch me another pair of stockings. These has got a rip in them.
Bien, mon capitaine. It will be as you wish.
We'll finish this when it's dry, Blackton. My feet's getting wet, and I always catch me death of cold when my feet's wet. Come on, afore we have to swim for it.
We'll return to romance in just a moment. Whether you are Protestant, Catholic, or Jewish, whether you give through One Great Hour of Sharing, the Bishop's Fund, or UJA Passover Appeal, your contribution should bring you double satisfaction, because that contribution is doing a twofold job. Your generosity will not only help alleviate suffering, but will act as a goodwill messenger for the United States. And now, for the second act of Romance.
sunk to Davy Jones's locker.
Aye.
She was a good old ship. Took her off Madagascar 2 years ago. She served her time and well.
Are you ready to join her, Blackton?
I am not. Rules is rules. Until you beat me fair, you ain't got no more rights than I have. Them's pirate rules, and you know it.
Have I offered to deny it?
Matter of fact, this ship and your old blooming crew belong to me and my crew when I finish with you.
Don't you worry your scurvy head about that or anything else, Blackton. When I throw your carcass overboard, your crew goes with you, and that's the end of it.
All right, you fish-faced old egg. We might as well get it over with. Do your worst.
That's your... have a look at this.
What do you mean you've got to have a look? We've got to have a look. I'm captain too, you know.
Oi! Bandit age! Can you make it out?
It appears to be a warship, mon capitaine. A ship off the line, I would venture.
It looks like it, don't it?
Frigate from the Canada.
And I say ship of the line.
A frigate.
Well, I ain't hanging about to find out. All hands, make sail! Hoist the mainsail!
Oh, you? Who are you to be giving orders?
I've got to stand here and argue, Blackton.
I've got as much rights as you have. You agree to that? I'm Captain Pro Tem, same as you.
What are you gashing about, Pro Tem?
That is education. What I have and what you have not. Pro Tem. Temporarily for the time being.
Well, we ain't going to be temporary for long, nor anything else. The Royal Navy's coming up fast, and if you open your nasty, squinty little eyes, you'll see she is a ship of the line, and we're clearing off. With your permission, Captain.
Bending age! We'll steer for Granada!
Have to worry about the Navy for a bit. I've got the fastest ship in the Caribbean, and that's a fact.
We've got the fastest ship. Hey, you at the wheel. Keep your left. We ain't no bloody quartermaster. I'm going to put one of my men at the wheel. Never see such carelessness. Look at the sails.
What's the matter with them?
Look at them, that's all. Flapping all over the place like washing on the line. What can you expect with a woman in charge? No discipline, no idea of seamanship.
They look all right to me.
Call yourself a sailor? Nah. Oi! Come, fella!
Oi, Captain!
See them sails?
Aye, sir.
What do you think, the way they're set?
Wouldn't be polite to say in front of a lady, sir.
Well, put them to rights. With our crew, not as...
Aye, Captain.
Lectures, bully boys, and up to...
I don't hear myself giving no orders to do that.
Oh, you heard me. Now, look here. Something's got to be done about this, and that's a fact. There ain't no ship afloat can be commanded by two captains, and it ain't in the nature of things.
It's my ship.
How many times must I tell you it's our ship? Pro Tem, until we settle it. Either you beat me, or I beat you.
Well, then I say, let's finish it quick. Pistols at 10 paces. How's that for you?
I couldn't be happier.
All right. So be it. Bandit age, bring up them dueling pistols when I took
them. Dueling pistols?
Begging your pardon, Captain, but you can't hit the side of a galleon with no pistol.
Oh, you dang on, Fallon. And I was about to drop a rum before we begin. I'm fair parched.
And bandit age, bring some rum.
I'm on, Captain.
Do me the honor of casting your eyes aloft. That's the way to set a sail. I always says it takes a man to do a man's job.
Go, you're a bloody marvel. I never heard such a spout and a dribble in my life. When I blow your head off, I'm going to have it mounted in me cabin so I can look at it and be happy I was born a woman.
The pistols, mon capitaine, and the rum.
All right. Is me hair done up all right?
Oh, beautiful. Charming, mon capitaine.
Woman should always look her best, no matter what. That's what I always say. Come on now, Blackton. Have your last drink, because the next thing you'll be tasting is salt water.
I'll drink a toast to you then, Kate. You're only a woman and not much to look at that. But you're not afraid to die at the hands of our marksman, such as myself.
hot.
Good. He's got a gullet like an hippopotamus. Get the bottle over before you drain it.
Ah, that was a lovely drop of rum. That's a lovely drop, that is.
Here's to you, Captain. I'll have more pleasure doing you in than I've had since I strung up the Spanish Admiral at Portobello. All right. Take your choice of pistols, Blackton. They'll make no difference to me.
Oh, I'll have this one. All loaded fair? Of
course they are.
All right. You sure you want to die this way? No hard feelings?
No hard feelings.
I hate to do it. Don't seem fair somehow.
What?
I'll admit you're not bad with a catalyst, but you haven't got a chance with pistols.
Well, that's my hard luck then, ain't it? Here, Bandin Age, you count for us. 10 paces.
Oui, mon captain.
Oh, it's a shame.
What's a shame?
That you couldn't have stayed at home like a decent woman and babies and been a loving wife to some hard-working man. Then I wouldn't be in the dreadful position of having to commit cold-blooded murder.
You wouldn't have minded doing murder with a cutlass?
Oh, that's different. That's a sporting life. This is murder. I'll tell you straight, I don't like it. Give me the queasies in me belly.
Well, don't worry. I'll shoot you in the belly. It'll make your queasies feel better. Start counting, Buddy Nage.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. Stop. I can't do it. I can't, that's all.
What do you mean you can't do it?
Murder, that's what it is. And Captain Blackton draws the line at murdering a woman. Here, I've got me gun. Shoot me. Go on, shoot. It ain't in the rules, and you won't have defeated me in honorable combat, but I'd rather you shot me down like a dog than have to commit murder.
Oh, listen, you miserable old barrel of spoiled pork. You know I can't do that. I'd lose face with me crew. Now pick up your pistol and we'll have another go at it.
No, 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 me conscience won't allow it. I look at you, and I think of me mother. Bless her dear old heart.
Blast your mother and blast you, Blackton. It ain't right playing on me sentiments like that.
Oh, yeah, Kate. Let's have another drop of rum and talk this over. There's got to be another way.
Well, there ain't. One of us has got to be captain, and one of us has got to die. It ain't good for the crew. Now, look at him standing around like a lot of lost children. Fair makes your heart bleed.
Ah, there, see? That's what your problem is. Children, you've got to need an hunger to fulfill your womanly function, so to speak. They ain't men to you. They're children.
Have I got to listen to this muck?
Yeah, have another swig of rum.
Nah.
Kate, I have an idea.
What?
Suppose we left off trying to kill each other.
How can we? Somebody's got to be captain.
We both would be.
Oh, you're balmy. Here, have a swig yourself.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Both of us, Kate. I don't mind admitting in these past few hours I've taken a great liking to you. I have a respect. You're the first woman I've respected since my mother.
Well, I accept the compliment in the manner it's given.
Well, the men, they need a leader, and they need a man, and they need a woman. Your tender ministrations to keep them happy as children, and mine to keep them happy as strong as men.
Blackton, are you suggesting what I think you're suggesting?
Holy wedlock. Solve the old problem.
Lummy.
Captain and Mrs. Horace Blackton. How does it sound to you?
Captain Horace and Captain Kate Blackton sounds better. But now I saying it'll do. I'll have to think about it.
Well, why don't you? I'm not a bad sort. And I can see you and I could have a bit of fun, what with the piracy and all. There's £1,000 on my head.
There's £1,000 on mine, too.
Well, there you are. We'd be the most famous couple in history. You think about it, Kate. I'd be very proud if you'll give your consent.
With your permission, Captain, I'll retire to my cabin. My sentiments is all stirred up, and I'd like to gain my composure, so to speak.
Your servant, ma'am. Oi! Bandinage! Help your captain to her quarters, and then come back. I've got orders for you.
Oui, monsieur, Captain.
Oh, my poor bloody head's all of a swirl, Captain. I do declare.
Rest easy, ma'am. Your servant, ma'am.
Everything all right, sir?
Oh, everything's lovely, Gunvalin.
Well, I didn't half get wind up when I seen you starting the duel with her. She's a dead shot, sir.
Why, no! And I can't hit the side of an elephant at 5 paces. But I couldn't hit her now, dead. It had to be done artful like. There never was a woman who didn't go all soft when you're playing their heart strings. I'm going to marry her, Gunvalin.
Marry her?
That's right. We'll have a ship. Airship. A nice big crew. Her crew. And a good cook. And that'll be her. What more could a pirate ask for?
Cook, is it? I heard that remark. I'll do no cooking for the likes of you.
Take that.
Listen. I heard. Oh, Badger! Hey, you.
All right.
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug. Bloodthirsty Kate was written by Anthony Ellis and featured Paula Winslow, Ray Lawrence, Charlie Lung, Ben Wright, Jack Moyles, Richard Peel, and Fritz Feld. Musical supervision by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. What was the Old West really like? Were the men who won it really all cardboard heroes with strong jaws, loyal horses, and little sense? Were the bad men all mustache twirlers who spent their spare time kicking dogs and little children? Well, if that stereotype picture seems a little ridiculous to you, then you'll get a real sense of excitement from CBS Radio's distinguished Western drama Gunsmoke, which brings you both the heroes and the bad men of the Old West in three-dimensional human guise. For an authentic and revealing story of the Old West, stay tuned now for Gunsmoke. It follows immediately over most of these same stations.